Unit 3, page 96. Reading. Teens and Facebook Depression. Book Review.
A new book entitled Beware of Facebook suggests that Facebook depression can be added to the list of potential harms of social media. An influential doctors group warns about this type of depression. It is a condition which may affect teens who obsess over the online social media site. Apparently, researchers disagree on whether it's simply part of the depression some kids feel in general, or a condition specifically connected with using Facebook. There are aspects of Facebook that can make it particularly difficult for teenagers who are already dealing with poor self-esteem, one of the experts said. He added that parents and other adults should pay attention to this. With friends' status updates and photos of happy-looking people having a great time, Facebook pages can make some kids feel even worse if they think they are not as good as the other kids. It can be more painful than sitting alone in a crowded school cafeteria or other real-life encounters that can make kids feel bad because Facebook gives a distorted view of what's really going on. Online, there's no way of seeing facial expressions or reading body language that provide context. In addition to pointing out the problem, the book also offers parents some advice. Experts say that parents should be encouraged to talk with their children about online use and to be aware of Facebook depression, cyberbullying, and other online risks. What do the teens say? Jenny Brown, 16, a high school student and frequent Facebook user quoted in the book, says the site has never made her feel depressed, but she can understand how it might affect some teenagers. If they really didn't have that many friends and weren't really doing much with their life and saw other people's status updates and pictures of what they were doing with friends, I could see how that would upset them. She said, "It's like a big popularity contest. Who can get the most friend requests or get the most pictures tagged?" Since social media sites are such an important part of our lives today, I think this book should be read by as many young people and parents as possible, so they can better understand how to avoid the negative aspects of sites like Facebook.